New world screwworm is spreading in Texas, with 4 confirmed cases reported in just the past week. As officials race to contain the flesh-eating parasite, Canada has temporarily restricted livestock imports from Texas, raising new concerns about possible trade disruptions. CJ Miller has more.
My initial read is that there should not be a significant impact.
That's Aaron Bohrer, Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. She says that Canada's restrictions should only have a very limited direct impact on those producers from Texas.
Probably more of the question is what additional documentation is going to be needed to cross cattle, period.
She emphasizes that while livestock trade faces new hurdles, there is zero risk to the safety of the U.S. meat supply or meat exports. The New World screwworm fly larva depends strictly on live animals and cannot survive in dead tissue.
There is no food safety issue. This is a production issue, a rancher issue for us to try to manage as producers. But as far as the consumer and the trading partner, it never makes it into the food supply, period.
She adds that the primary economic concern rests on the livestock production sector. Texas cattle ranchers have been working to rebuild herd numbers after years of liquidation, but Bohrer says that this outbreak represents another unwelcome obstacle for producers at a very critical moment.
We have yet to really get our herd rebuild underway on the cattle side. So any additional production issues, related challenges are unwelcome, right? I mean, we never want additional producer challenges, but especially in this fragile time where we really need to get the cow-calf sector rebuilt.
USDA and the Texas Animal Health Commission say they've deployed 75 ground personnel, initiated veterinary strike teams, and activated a sterile fly dispersal facility in Edinburg, Texas, all with the aims of releasing millions of sterile flies a week to collapse the screwworm population. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Find these stories and more on our website at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.